Putnam kicked off this Friday at the Oxford Exchange, where he spoke before one of the more liberal-leaning crowds that he's appeared in since his campaign began. Speaking to reporters after his appearance, the agriculture commissioner said he backed President Trump's plan to revise NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement.
NAFTA was devastating to foreign agriculture.
Thank you, Gary.
More so to tomatoes and other vegetables. I mean, Ruskin has never been the same.
While the issue of guns has dominated Florida politics over the past 6 weeks, Putnam was only asked a couple of times about the issue. The Polk County native infamously touted that he was a proud sellout to the NRA last year, comments that some analysts believe could hurt him in the general election, where Democrats are now embracing gun control proposals following the Valentine's Day massacre in Parkland. Putnam said that while he supported some provisions of the gun safety bill passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Scott last month, he disagreed with portions of the bill, specifically the part that raises the age of anyone to buy a gun in Florida from 18 to 21.
I think that the most important thing that we have to do is make sure that someone of any age who is mentally unfit to have a firearm can't get their hands on a firearm. The shooter in Parkland shouldn't have had a gun at 18, he shouldn't have had a gun at 21, he shouldn't have had a gun at 51.
Florida law also bans local governments from implementing gun control measures, a law that has frustrated some of the state's big city mayors like Rick Kreisman and Bob Buckhorn. Elizabeth Corwin, a member of the gun control group Moms Demand Action, said that Putnam spoke earlier in the day about entrusting local communities with more power when it comes to education. Why is it different, she asked, when it comes to guns?
If you have something under your seat and you're driving down 75 or you're driving down 95 and there are a series of changes in the law, are you creating a situation where someone is unknowingly or unwittingly violating the law without having done anything else in an affirmative way? That is the concern, that there ought to be some consistency in what those gun control measures are.
Putnam said that if elected, he would faithfully implement the medical marijuana laws that have been slow-walked by the state's Department of Health agency. But he is vehemently opposed to legalizing recreational pot, which advocates say they will push to get on the 2020 ballot.
I'm against it as a dad. I'm against it as an employer. I'm against it because I don't want Florida to be more like Colorado or California. I don't like the fact that dispensaries are across the street from schools. I don't want recreational to be next to the Taekwondo and gymnastics studios and a strip center in all of our neighborhoods. I think it's just bad.
Putnam continues to lead all the candidates in fundraising in Florida. He has raised more than $20 million just in his political committee alone and had more than $14 million cash on hand in that account at the end of February. But one of his opponents, Congressman Ron DeSantis, has proven to be extremely competitive in the polls. Putnam took a shot at him when he was asked if he agreed with DeSantis, who said earlier this week that he would hold a congressional hearing on the caravan of migrants fleeing violence in Central America.
Washington's not going to solve Florida's problems.
Right.
The next governor of Florida needs to be someone who knows Florida, can get around the state without a map and a GPS, understands the diversity of our state and how to bring people together to make our economy more diverse, our jobs higher paying, and our schools more competitive.
For WMNF News, I'm Mitch Perry.